Mark, I've been seeing a lot of headlines about PC sales being in decline. But then I look at Strategic News Service, and part of one of your headlines is computer sales explode. So what are you seeing that the rest of the press isn't seeing?
Well, Dave, we're seeing reality. That's all. And by that, I mean people have changed in how they use computers, and the computing world is rapidly transitioning. This is pretty obvious to everybody. But the old shoeboxes don't fit properly anymore. So you see all these misguided headlines at a time when sales of what you should be calling computers, whatever their shape and size is, really is exploding.
Okay, so but the desktop sales are down, but you're seeing what, the pads, tablets, smartphones are just booming, and that's why it's exploding, right?
That's exactly right. And here's the key to it, as far as I can understand it, Dave. The world of yesterday was, you know, simply defined by personal computing. Now, we really, by having these different types of devices, we should look at it a bit differently and say some of these are for production. They're for producers of things. And others of these units are for consumption or for consumers of things, whatever that might be. And it's been the second side, the consumer side, that's just been absolutely exploding. And many of those people also have access to a desktop computer.
Okay, so we ought to be defining computing as not just desktops, but it includes tablets, iPads, smartphones, all of these smart devices that we have. And when you look at it that way, sales are booming. But still, it's no consolation for Intel because, you know, their CPUs aren't inside those iPads.
That's correct. And I'd go further and say, in addition to what you just said, I'd say that we also should be dividing this world into producing or production and consuming or consumption. And if we did that, we'd see some very interesting differences. We'd see that the consumption side of this equation is really exploding, whereas the production side is only up maybe a percent or two in a year. So it's not that people don't have access to those machines still, or it's not that they're going to buy new ones as they wear out, but the budget has been shifting toward consumption.
Now, Microsoft is getting ready to release Windows 8, and it is an interface that can be used on a desktop, on a tablet, on a laptop, on even sort of a smartphone interface. Are they moving the right direction to tap into this exploding computer market?
On paper, they are. And they've made a very interesting, gutsy, big bet on this question of can they offer the same interface everywhere and have it work? Do you really want to have the interface on your phone be the interface on your desktop personal computer? It's an up-for-grabs question. No one's ever done this before, really. And so we'll see what the answer is.
So to sum up then, computer sales are up. You just have to count more items as computers.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what we're doing in our daily lives.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations about the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.